I grew up in a small town in West Tennessee, and when I say small, I mean it. 300 people, 200 of whom were related to me in one way or the other. The place wasn't in any way notable. The closest thing was a town 5 miles away that celebrated the strawberry every spring with a festival and parade. Being allergic to strawberries meant it was never my favorite holiday. Now, I live in a town famous for trolls. Not the internet kind, the folklore kind. You can find them all over town, carved out of wood by local artist Michael Feeney. The town, well, technically it's a village, embraces them to the point that they have maps of the Trollway for tourists that show you where all the trolls are located. Although I'm from West Tennessee, my father's family came from Appalachia, descended from the Scotch-Irish settlers that moved there back in colonial times. To this day, if you go to Jonesboro, Tennessee for the National Storytelling Festival, which you should because it's cool, you'll find Bledsoes thick on the ground. So my background of fairy tales was the typical English Celtic stuff mixed liberally, irony intended, with stories from the Bible. My new home, though, in Mount Horeb, was settled by Norwegians 150 years ago, and that Scandinavian influence is still, to reuse a term, thick on the ground. The trolls are only one of the town's folkloric creatures. Nordic dragons line the tops of the Chamber of Commerce building and the restored train station depot. The dragons have long tongues and protuberances that look like mustaches drooping from the sides of their mouths. It's not hard to envision them as figureheads on Viking ships. Once, out of curiosity, I tracked down these dragons to Little Norway, where the Norwegian house and exhibit from the 1893 World's Fair has been relocated. Identical dragons line the roof and eaves of the house, and the owner, Scott Winter, kindly showed me the wooden template he used to replace the old dragons when the Wisconsin weather got the better of them. That same template had once been loaned to the local high school shop class to make the dragons you can now see in town. And that's something I adore about this place and its people, that pride in their myths and folklore. As a fantasy writer, I trade in that sort of thing. And to live among people who don't look down at it is marvelous. In my Tennessee hometown, I was always considered weird and strange. But here among the trolls and dragons, I'm welcome.